Topic 1. Diet and exercise. Listen and think. An apple a day. Listen to an interview between a radio show host, Jane Goodwin, and her guest, Kate. Take notes and answer the questions below.
Good morning, listeners. This is Jane Goodwin for Healthy Living. Today, I'd like to welcome Kate to our show. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you for joining us today, Kate. First of all, I'd like you to share with us your healthy moment memory.
My healthy moment memory is about the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I chose this saying because when I was a child, my father would often cut an apple up into thin wedges and share them with everyone in the family. My father ate a lot of apples and was in good health throughout his life.
Apples certainly are good for you. So, Kate, can you tell us about your everyday diet?
I often eat cereal with banana and milk for breakfast. For lunch, I sometimes have an onigiri.
I'm sorry, what's that?
It's a rice ball with seaweed wrapped around the outside and some fish or something else inside. In the evenings, I eat a lot of pasta and rice dishes with veggies and beans. In the summertime, I eat a lot of salad.
Well, folks, that's it for today. Kate, thank you for sharing your healthy moment memory with us. Please join us next week when...
Topic 1. Reading.
Many of you know that the digestive system breaks down food into smaller parts so that they can be absorbed in the small intestine and then transported around the body. You may also know that food is changed into chemical energy. Well, the speed in which this happens is known as the metabolic rate. The body needs energy for its vital organs, like the heart. Also, we need a certain amount of energy for all our daily activities. This means that our energy input from food should equal our energy output. If the input and output is not the same, we lose or gain weight. Our genes and our diet are two things that affect the way we make and use energy. So what's a balanced diet? A balanced daily diet is a combination of carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, minerals, and water. But sometimes our diet is not balanced, causing health problems. Recently, you may have noticed that the topic of metabolic syndrome has been reported on the TV news. Metabolic syndrome includes weight gain, high blood pressure, and high blood sugar levels. One big reason for the concern about metabolic syndrome is that it can lead to heart disease or diabetes. What can you do to lower the risk of metabolic syndrome? The number one thing to do is exercise. The simple exercise of walking can help use your extra calories and lower your blood pressure. The second important thing to do is to change your diet. A diet low in fat and high in vegetables and fruits is recommended by many doctors.
Topic 1. Target terms.
Anabolism. Atherosclerosis. Carbohydrate loading. Catabolism. Glucose, glycogen, hyperglycemia, hypoglycemia, insulin, lymphatic system, metabolic rate, metabolic syndrome, type 1 diabetes, Type 2 diabetes. Vascular system.